stop being cheeky and donate.
Go on, you know you want to.
The Sound Gorillas Big Podcast.
Woo, it's the Sound Gorillas Big Podcast. We're on hour 28.
Yay.
That was the jingle.
That's weird. Yeah, I think we should play another round for fun.
Right, let's do this. This was great fun.
I really enjoyed it. I think it might be easiest if we just stick whoever in this corner and then if I turn this screen.
Okay.
Because then everyone kind of see if I angle, if whoever's here angles themselves here.
What should we do now? Anything but accents, because my accents are not good.
I think accents and icons and legends was difficult.
Yeah.
Superstars?
Yeah, superstars. Superstars,
do that.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Right, who wants to...
I'll go with superstars.
Okay.
Oh, are you going to go here?
Yes, because the only thing is I'll get the reflection in that. And I don't want to be a dirty
Do you want
cheater.
To push the mic? There we go.
It can come somewhere near me.
Right. Hang on, if I put this on. We have the sound effects now and everything.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay.
He's a skateboarder.
Tony Hawk.
Yes.
She's often...
Her last name's like Weather.
It's like the pub. It's like the pub that you go to. It's a boy's name, but also a girl's name.
There are jokes made about her last name.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. I was going to say peanut butter.
Oh, God.
His last name is a type of fuel.
Jets. Petrol. Diesel.
Yep.
Diesel. I don't know.
It's French diesel.
French diesel. Could have French.
He's really, really hot. He was in, I think I always get him confused with someone else, but I'm sure he was the one who was in Cinderella Story. He was in One Tree Hill.
Last name, same as a tennis player.
I know, this is so loud in my ear. I know who it is, but I don't know what his name is.
Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, yeah.
But I always get him confused with someone else, and I never know which one's which.
You could have had, for Vin Diesel, you could have had French wine petrol. French wine fuel.
I was going to say it rhymes with bin, but you got it before that, so...
I was trying to remember, who is Diesel? What? I really like Head Up, it's really good.
It's
really
a great game, isn't it? Right, Johnny, you go next, we go in that corner. Is that easier?
Stand in that one.
Okay, right, so...
We're doing superstars again, guys, just so you know. Heads up, literally. Right.
Pay attention, children.
So, what is it? If it's good, it's down?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? You need, if you hold it further up. There you go. he's got the same first name as somebody that we went to university with, and the surname is like vermin. It's a bit like a dog, but it lives on the streets, and it goes through your bins.
Fox.
Yep.
The first one was Northern.
Yep. Light
Jamie
gray.
Fox.
Yes. She was in The OC. First name the same as the person, one of the Friends characters. Female Friends characters.
Don't know.
Pass it. Go again. There you go.
She was in Juno.
She was in Juno.
She was the lead in Juno.
She also came out as a lesbian.
I don't know.
First name same as a American chat show host. Second name the things you find in a book. Lots of those things.
Pages.
Shorter. And the first name same as a chat show host. Female American
Generous.
Blonde. Yes.
Ellen Page.
Yes.
We'll
count that because it was right.
This is a good game.
Can I do that round?
Right. There we go.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is great fun.
It's really good.
It kind of gets you going.
I know. Adopted daughter of two of the most famous actors or actresses.
I know who it is, but I don't know the name.
Okay. Daughter of the king and queen of rap, if you like.
Beyonce's daughter?
Yeah. She sings a song and it's a colour of the rainbow.
Are you blue?
All the way around.
Blimey.
Yeah.
What's the last name?
Same as Jay-Z.
Carter.
Yes. married to
Best of
Kim Kardashian.
Kanye West.
Yes. Lots of films, terrible actor. He was in a remake of The Wicker Man. He's been in Ghost Rider.
Nicolas Cage?
Yes. Yes, yes. she was in Wicked. She played Glinda.
I've seen Wicked.
Okay. Up, past. No idea.
I would have said the surname is what it is if your pencil is not sharp.
Blunt, Emily Blunt.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I would do Superstars, but I wouldn't get them.
Okay.
Should we do another music round?
Yeah.
As soon as you said bad actor, I was like, Nicolas Cage.
Okay. But the thing is, I never want to offend Nicolas Cage fans. So I'm like, he's a bad actor, but he's quite funny.
We should get everyone moving by doing the actor out round. That'd be great fun.
Right. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
What are we doing? Songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so the band, it's a colour like red, and then it's a number of how many fingers the normal person has on their hand.
One hand.
Five. Like a red colour, and then
Rouge.
That's... No. It's more like a kind of a brownie red, and then the band name is... The
3-5.
Yes.
What song?
If you decide that you will...
She Will Be Loved?
Yes. Yes. it's from a Disney film where a evil turned person meets. It's sung by a clock and a lamp and a light.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, yes. But what song do they sing? If you would say it to someone that was coming, yes. Or be our guest, that's fine. Zoe, Johnny, Rebecca, name of a sweet.
Slim Shady.
M&M.
Oh, it was My Name Is by M&M.
My name is.
That was not two. Brilliant.
Hold on.
Should we see what this one is?
What one is it?
Right, you gotta act it out.
Oh,
so,
no.
It's time to mime. How good are you at miming, guys?
I mean, as a radio feature,
that was
brilliant.
That's not a good idea.
I really admire your tenacity to go for that.
I'm thinking ahead, guys. Wow.
When we all eventually make it to television, we need to be able to act.
Absolutely.
It's quite funny.
Oh.
What other things have we got?
Let's just have a little look-see at. We've got... Ooh, what's this?
While Kate looks for something, I could do some movie synopsises.
Oh, hold on to those.
Okay.
Because we'll do them in a minute.
Okay.
I just want to do a link very quickly about if you want to donate to Sound Gorilla's big podcast for Dig Deep, then what you need to do, I'd probably say give us 10 quid now. I say 10, if you give us 10 quid, we'll mention you for the rest of the podcast from this point on.
Okay.
To the world, this is because there's only like 3 hours left, so. Give us 10 and we'll mention you all the way through. Yay! Nice. Carry on. Sorry.
As we were.
You may continue.
So you can't get any more, which is a bit rubbish, but...
We could do a round that we've already done.
Should we do Blockbuster movies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know if we've even done movies.
No, we haven't yet.
Movies. Who wants to go for movies?
I think you might surprise yourself.
Go on.
Don't screw this up.
I do.
Right.
Well, if you're really terrible, we'll swap to Rebecca. It's a number that is one more than 299.
300?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't even know the name.
It's a film about magicians warring... Pass. Yeah.
Something you find in outer space.
Yeah.
The moon.
No.
E.T. was one.
E.T.
Alien.
Yeah.
Scream.
Yes.
Eminem is Eminem's film.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. If everything is broken, you would get a no.
Carpenter.
No.
If something, say you're in a shop and a store had to and a product was faulty, but it's been I don't know.
And it's been sold.
Yep.
Yeah. But if it was no, if everything had to be done, it would be a
liquidation. go!
It's a Disney film with
it's a Pixar film actually.
Oh,
it was A Bug's Life. That's fine. It was Total Recall.
The one you were. Oh, although I like liquidation recall. I think that's really good.
Have we got four?
That's pretty good.
I'm at number five because I've got Scream.
Let's small on Blockbuster. See how she does.
Right. Oh.
Because this is the thing, it's trying to weigh up like really obscure clues with literally just telling you the answer.
Brilliant. It's upside down.
Oh, she puts some stuff through her hair that she thinks is hair gel, but it's not hair gel.
Who had a little lamb?
No. It's a very key scene in the film. She had a little lamb.
Mary?
Yep. So if you were to say there was...
I heard... and about...
Something about Mary?
Yes! Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
If you make my heart sing, you make everything groovy.
I don't know!
Oh, it's... okay, it was Wild Things. Abraham...
Lincoln?
Yep. Shakespeare's famous lovers. They killed...
Romeo and Juliet?
Yep. If you're American and your dad marries gets a new wife, she would be your
stepmom.
Yeah. If they then had children, they would be your
stepbrothers.
Yes. it was not good.
How lucky that stepmom went to stepbrothers.
That was genuinely lucky.
Well, we got five. That was good. Do you know what? They even record it.
Oh, good.
Which is great fun.
Oh, no. Do they show you back your frantic...
Yeah. Johnny just looks so calm. Look at Johnny. He's just...
It's hair gel, but it's not hair gel. It's not hair gel.
Does anyone want another go?
Yes, please. I don't know which one I want. What were my categories? Oh, actually, can I have animals?
Yeah.
Wild animals. That one.
Yeah. We'll show us what places.
So it says this one, use only noises or acts out to give clues and no words.
Okay.
So
we have to...
Noises only.
Oh, okay, noises only.
Wow.
I wouldn't even...
I don't know.
Does it not make a noise?
No.
I don't know.
Owl.
No.
Bear.
Yeah.
An eagle.
It's a bear, but it's up in
a mountain bear.
No,
it's snow. Bear. Snow.
A polar
bear.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Oh, that way.
A butterfly.
Sort of.
Close.
A moth.
But
a fuzzy bee.
Its name shares with like an old sort of mythical creature.
A unicorn.
No.
Something like this.
I think they're kind of shiny, like they've got little wings and they're kind of long and they...
Dragonfly!
Yes!
It's like that, but it's like...
No, literally,
just literally shorter.
Take away fly! Take away fly!
It's
my favourite animal! Bear! Dog!
Goat!
Sheep! I knew it!
Lamb!
It was sheep!
It was lamb.
Sorry.
Wow, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Done. You really did a terrible job on just noises and actions.
How can you do a noise and an action for a dragonfly?
Like,
silly game.
So when dragon came up, this should have just gone take away fly.
Dragon and then fly.
I loved my lamb noise. I don't even know what I did.
It was like you were panicked.
Distressed lamb.
I think you should have another go with
an animal one.
Okay.
I think let's do animals again because animals is probably.
And this
funny.
Is great fun.
Well, thank you, Libby.
What are these?
All right, let's press that one. That's
actually quite funny.
Press play. Other way, there that we way. Go. Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh no, you can see me.
It's got like loads of long things.
It's got a garden.
It's in the water.
The octopus?
Yes.
Down.
It's a very specific. If you said if the sky is a horrible like murky colour, it would be.
They get washed up on the beach. They're big.
Whale.
They yeah.
What yeah. Colour? What colour?
Blue whale.
No. Quite clearly not.
White whale.
No.
Silver.
No. It's like a black.
It's a matte silver.
Silver.
No.
Yeah.
Down.
Yes.
Down.
Yes.
Down.
I don't even know what that one is.
It's a play that game you're playing.
Bobby.
No. There's a clue in the lyrics. Play that game.
Two.
Ken.
Yes. I'm majestic. Freedom. Majestic. American Hotel Freedom. California.
Oh,
yes, but you've run out of time.
America's
who can play that game?
That was great.
That was great fun. We just make our own rules up. It's fine.
That was absolutely sensational.
That was amazing.
I don't want to stop playing it. This is a problem. Yeah. It's like when we played Cards Against Humanity. I didn't want to stop playing because it was really good.
I've never played that game. I need to play it one
It's
day.
Really good. It's filthy. Like, it's horrendous. That's why we can't play it now.
Oh, good Lord. It was me being an octopus.
That was amazing. It's got a garden.
What do you mean octopus has a garden?
Octopus's garden. It's a Beatles song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My knowledge is awful.
It's what, you're still young. It's fine.
I'm young.
Well, that was fun.
What do you guys want to do now?
I don't know.
Hey, stuff this, let's all go to Nando's.
So go to Pepper John's. I don't know.
What else have you got on your checklist?
We do still need to do small synopses.
Yep.
Synopses.
At some point.
We can do another round of the Whisper Challenge if you want.
Oh, yes.
That was great fun.
Yes. So let's do small synopses. Mm-hmm. Then we'll do the Whisper Challenge.
And if you're lucky, we'll do another round of animals on Heads Up.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited already.
Okay.
Do you want to do the synopsis now?
Yeah.
Right, I'll go write some mean things.
All right.
Much to Dr. Seuss books. Johnny won't mind.
Okay, I've got eight ones for you to do, but I've got a practice one.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to read out the synopses of a film. You have to say what film it is. So as a practice, a large iceberg's peaceful, calm life comes to an abrupt end as a larger ship collides with it.
Titanic.
There we go.
Yeah.
An underage girl runs away from a farm with three unemployed drifters, does drugs, and goes on a killing spree. An underage girl runs away from her farm with three unemployed drifters, does drugs, and goes on a killing spree.
I think I know what this is.
Any ideas, Johnny?
It's not Homeward Bound, is it?
Nope.
Is it The Wizard of Oz?
Yes! Well done. A white boy in England is told he is special, then goes to a private school.
Literally any film.
One of the biggest... Oh, I don't want to give any clues away.
No, it's all right.
They're recent.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to say the pronoun for
it. No, it's fine.
He's told he is special. He's told he is special.
You're a special little boy. That's...
Okay, I could change it to an orphaned white boy in England is told he's special.
Again, still no help.
No.
An orphaned white boy.
In England, you know it's an English film.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Oh, that's really obvious now you've said it.
Yep. Reclusive weirdo and his mutant employees lure children into his factory with sweets and dispose of them one by one. What do you reckon it is?
Oh, no, I thought I had it, but...
What was it again?
Reclusive weirdo and his mutant employees lure children into his factory with sweets, then dispose of them one by one.
See, I thought I had it, but I'm not sure with the end bit.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Nope.
No, I thought it was Despicable Me.
Nope. Can we say it again? Reclusive weirdo and his mutant employees lure children into his factory with sweets, then dispose of them one by one. I don't know how else to...
It's fine. It's just us being rubbish. It's okay.
No idea.
No.
No idea? Pass.
No.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ah.
Of course it is. I was just like, sweets. I don't know any films with sweets in. I told you, it's us being rubbish.
Okay, this film is going back about 20 years. So
that's
fine. Think of old films.
That's
now.
Fine. I was four. It's okay.
A very old... Oh, more than 20 then. a very old-looking teenage girl wears hot pants, learns to smoke to win back her boyfriend, then they sing.
I know what this is.
Don't let's see if Johnny can.
No idea.
Really?
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest films ever. No.
What is it again?
A very old-looking teenage girl wears hot pants and learns to smoke to win her boyfriend back. Then they sing.
No, I don't know.
Do you watch films, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Grease.
It is.
Oh, only... Sorry, only good ones.
Grease is a good film. You back off.
Okay. Blake punches himself, encourages others to punch him, leaves his job, shaves his head. Bad influence on Meatloaf. Blake punches himself, encourages others to punch him, leaves his job, shaves his head. Bad influence on Meatloaf.
So I think I know what this is, but that last little bit of clue's thrown me, but I'm so sure of the rest of it.
Okay.
I'm gonna lock in my answer mentally.
Okay.
No, Rocky Horror Picture Show. No.
No, but but Meatloaf was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah.
Spice World.
No. No.
He was in the...
He was?
Yeah.
So were a lot of people.
Fight Club.
Yes!
I was going to say Fight Club as well, yeah. I didn't realise Meatloaf was in Fight Club.
No, neither did I.
Oh, okay.
But, teenager gets bitten and mutates into a half-being.
Oh, that could be literally any sort of...
Werewolf.
No.
Spider-Man?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Good Lord, so good at this.
Good Lord.
A bunch of white, whiny kids spend a day together in detention. In the end, they are still white and whiny.
Johnny's got a text.
Yeah. Breakfast Club.
Yes. Okay, last... You're actually quite good at this. Last one now. Traveller tries desperately to make a phone call.
Oh, that's a very easy one.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
E.T.
Yeah. Well done. I thought I'd make them a lot harder than...
No, they were really good. You should get a job doing those. They're really good.
Why should you employ me to do that?
Yeah.
My mum says, surprised you didn't get Grease. Oh, yeah, because I'm the biggest Grease fan in the world, aren't I? I love Grease.
I'm fuming that I didn't get Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so annoyed I didn't get it.
Shout out to Johnny's mother. Hello.
Hello, you. Yeah, she's been messaging for all the way through.
Oh, so that's lovely.
My uncle has as well.
Oh,
he really has. Yes.
Oh, they're supportive though. That's good.
It is nice. Yes.
It's nice just how people outside of this little room
that's
like
the
talking
thing.
To you.
Yes, it's lovely.
Because as much as we love Tom, there's only so much Tom that we can all sort of take at once.
And you're his girlfriend, so
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Nothing about you, not to you.
Go back to sleep, love. Sure. Okay, what was next?
Well, we're waiting on the Whisper Challenge.
Okay.
I
don't know what the Whisper Challenge is.
Basically, Kate gives one of us three phrases that we have to basically, like, whisper to the other person. They've got, like, headphones on with really loud music.
Yeah.
And then it's basically, like, lip reading rather than the Whisper Challenge. Yeah. And we're not very good at it.
No.
I mean,
you should be able to pick out things in audio.
Yeah, like there are certain things like podcast and things. But I don't know whether I enunciate more. I think I deliberately say words clearer when I'm doing this than I do at a normal time.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted to learn to lip read properly.
Me too.
I could do a little bit of it. And whenever... we were in our house late at night. I lived with three boys. Sometimes they'd watch certain channels, which I was totally fine with.
Yeah.
I'd end up lip reading for them. Always hilarious. Always really funny. So yeah, it's, you know, skills like that always come in handy. You know.
Yeah, that's a good skill.
Yes.
I tried to do the alphabet of what's the sign language ones? Yeah. I can sort of do the alphabet, but I've forgotten it.
I can only do my first name, which is Zoe.
Z-O-E.
It's really easy.
Mine's Rebecca, so yeah. R-E-B-E-C-C-A, which is easy.
Yeah.
Because all the vowels are on one hand. And yeah.
I mean, you've got J.
J. I like J's one.
J. I only know that because we watched Mr. Tumble yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. It was the day before yesterday.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it, though, does it? Yesterday to us is 2 days ago.
Does it feel like it's just been one continuous day so far? Like,
yeah, like I couldn't... If you asked me to try and guess what time of the day it was, without knowing what time of day. I'd maybe say it was like 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
I probably wouldn't have, later on, I reckon that I would have matched the time from yesterday we saw you and the time today we saw you together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you saw me, sorry, you saw me like right at the start.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't matter.
It went all just sort of compressed.
Pretty much.
Into one, like, constant memory. Yeah. Of just
well, Johnny was saying, like, what were your best bits? I was like, there were, like, chunks of 7 or 8 hours I just don't remember things happening.
And I said about that thing that you said that rhymes with spaghetti, but it's not spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
It sounds like spaghetti, but not.
Panicky for Vicky.
Panicky for Vicky. Zizeki for Becky.
Zizeki for Becky.
Yeah,
yes.
That's it.
So we spent... there's some point in the evening when we're like... Jabecki, Jabbi, 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 for Becky. Jabbi.
It is Jabbi.
I don't think we ever got to Jabbi, to be honest. Everything but Jabbi.
But you got Panicky for Vicky.
Panicky for Vicky, that was an easy one.
And then Jabbi
for Becky, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking, oh no, we can't because I haven't got them with me. I was like, can you do tongue twisters at this time?
I'm awful at them at the best of times, to be honest.
My tongue is quite hurting as well.
Oh yes, that's true.
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever talked for this long in a row.
How about your voice is not gone yet?
It's weird, isn't it? You just like my throat's starting to be a bit sore, but I don't feel hoarse. Like, but I think because we've been drinking a lot.
Yeah, that's sort of helped.
I think if we hadn't been drinking and stuff, we would be in real trouble. I can hear my voice. The more I go on, the lower register my voice sits in, which is fine. But I fully expect tomorrow to wake up with a full-blown cold because of that one.
Yeah, and I have got cold anyway.
Yeah.
And this is why my throat's going a bit...
Yeah, and I think because... I don't know, I was expecting my throat to be worse off than what it is by now. But I think you can hear it sometimes. Like, sometimes my voice, like, cracks a little bit.
Yeah.
But you've got... sorry for a time check, but you've got 2.5 hours left.
I'm going to have a bit of sandwich. I'm excited.
I'm going to have some sandwich. I'm here to fill the time with Johnny, so you enjoy some food.
Thank you very much.
So 2.5 hours left.
Yeah.
What has been your best and worst so far?
I don't know. Again, it's a lot to remember within, like, because you know, like, when you're awake normally, you only have to remember like 12 to 18 hours of the day.
Yeah.
But I've got the 24 and what has happened already today.
Yeah.
And my short-term memory is not very good. So I'd probably say the things I remember the most is the conversation that you had with Tom in the morning. You had with Tom in the morning.
Oh, that one.
And then the game with Dan State.
Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, which I always keep forgetting.
Oh, that's a good game,
so good.
And then... say Joe Buckingham yesterday and the Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah. How was the guitar? Was it good? I love Guitar Hero, usually. And I haven't played it in quite a while.
I mean, it wasn't really a thing. We just all had a go on it, and then it kind of disappeared again. It was like, okay, well, that filled some time. Which is perfect, you know.
Have you done your sort of IQ tests for this kind of...
We haven't.
This is the thing. Like, plans are in place and then time runs away from you.
Yeah.
And then you kind of don't want to cram too much into smaller space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So having a nice break from any sort of actual mental kind of thing right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's a case of lovely. Kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and now it's just sort of, you can just relax, eat a sandwich.
It's lovely.
It is lunchtime. Yeah.
I think my worst moment was when I fell asleep on the toilet while I was having a wee.
I know. I saw you wrote that this morning, and I was like, how? Like, okay, because
we were worried about what time you would get back because it got to about 5 minutes. And I'm like, where do you reckon she's fallen asleep on the toilet? Because I did think like maybe this is a possibility. And then Tom was going to go and check anyway.
No, because the last thing I remember is I looked at my phone and it was 9:06.
Yeah.
And then the next time I looked at my phone, it was 9:30. And I was like, oh, I've fallen asleep on the toilet. This is not good.
Time has gone from me.
Yes, time has been ripped cruelly from me.
Maybe you just weed the time away. That's all.
It wasn't a really long wee.
No, but like... I'm not going to even go there.
So how is it kind of, like, how's your preparation, like, at this point helped you, or has it not?
It's been a lot more fluid than I think we expected, which has actually been really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would have liked to have done a bit more preparation, but I didn't really have much time to do it, to be fair.
Fair enough.
I think we've had more fun with it being a bit more of a drifty, fluid show than going, right, we need to do this here and this here and this here. Which, obviously, when we did the 65-hour show, or we didn't do it, but when we worked on it, it was very much as in, this person's coming in now, this person, you have to stop doing this now because this person's here.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of deciding to base it all in one room, smartest idea we've ever made.
Really?
Absolutely. With the 65-hour show, they were doing OBs, they were out and about, moving around, you know, and it being in the one place really brought down the chances of technical
difficulties.
Yeah.
I need to stand up a minute so I can stretch my legs.
Okay.
Stand. Ah. Ugh. It must be so weird to, like, sort of see the sun set and rise and sort of still be in the same room, because it must have got to a point where it was so dark in here except for those, like, the
Between yesterday at 9 a.m. And now, I've been outside once.
Oh, really?
And that was at about 5:45 this morning.
I didn't even realise the sun had gone down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't. It was like, it just kind of looked 1 minute and it was dark, and then
you looked the next minute and it was a bit light.
And then, like, I noticed it started getting lighter.
Oh, because Tom wasn't meant to stay here all night, I don't think. He was meant to go, like, in the early hours of the morning. So I was kind of staying up to say hello to him, because obviously I'm staying at his house for the time being. And I stayed up until about sort of 1:30, 2:00, and I was like, oh, come on, stay awake for Tom. And then I fell asleep, and then I woke up about 5:00, and I was like, okay, Tom's not here. Then I woke up at 6:00, Tom's not here. And then it was like, I think it was like 10:00 when I woke up, and I was like, still no Tom, he's still there with all of them. And I was like, how have they all done it? How have they...
I'm sorry that we took your boyfriend away.
No, it's fine. You needed him more than I, honestly. You needed him more than I.
To be fair, we really did at that point. It was a horrendous point at about 10:00 this morning. Was just horrible.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think it was just before that, actually. Well, yeah, actually around
10, like nine, 10:00 was just horrible.
Because that was
we were already tired, and we were basically all like nodding off at the same time. It was like, oh god, no.
I'd almost nodded off before you two had, though, and then it kind of hit you both at the same time.
Yeah. I was sat behind it, and I think Johnny probably saw, like, in my head just kind of go. Just kind of
I
going.
I was keeping an eye on you. I was just...
But, like, my head got too heavy for my neck to hold up, so I was like, where's my neck going? It's a very weird experience.
You've both done so well, though. I'm really proud of you both. Well done. Oh,
thank you. It's weird. It doesn't really feel like we've done much.
No, but, like, to sort of... do it. It is hard. Like you sort of, when you start, it's like, oh, it's not that actually that long. But then once you're actually sort of sitting there and you have to be in the same room, like listen to the same people's voices.
Well, no, it's strange. Like, at the beginning, you're like, oh, it's actually not that long. And then, like, 2/3 of the way through, you're like, this was a terrible idea. Why 30 hours? Why would
actually,
you do this?
We did, even before the quarter way through, it was like, this is a terrible idea.
To be fair, even started, it was that.
Yeah.
But, like, now we're at the end, it's like, oh, actually,
you're doing all right.
30 hours is all right. You know, it's fine.
You probably messed up your sort of sleeping patterns forever.
It's fine.
Now.
I've got work off tomorrow. It's okay. It's not like the 65-hour show where Jez said, like, they properly messed themselves up.
Yeah.
With this, it's just like one night. So if you even out with naps and stuff, you can get your circadian rhythm back sooner than you think.
Wait, 65 hours? It's only 3 days.
Yeah. But
wasn't it not 4 actually?
I don't remember.
More like.
But bear in mind, they were playing music.
Yeah, true.
And they could accrue naps as well.
Oh, really?
So if they had, like, was it like 5 minutes an hour?
Yeah.
So if they wanted to kind of save up their breaks, they could have like a 2-hour nap
each as well. I think that was,
yeah, so they each had 5 minutes an hour.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
There were quite a few technical difficulties with that one. I was exec producing that one. I was sleeping upstairs in the SU. So I stayed here for... I lived here for like 4 days.
So
I'm used to it.
I've heard the stories of like you sleeping upstairs in the SU, like upstairs, and then like being at Witchwood and you slept on the cabin... Was it you that slept on the cabin floor?
Yeah, that was me.
Yes.
Yeah. I like to sleep in unusual... This is the thing. I will sleep anywhere. What people probably didn't tell you was that 2000 Trees, which is where I slept on the cabin floor.
And I
didn't sleep in the Witchwood cabin, but I stayed up all night doing work in there.
Oh, yeah.
It was silly to do that. But in 2000 Trees, I woke up at like 4 in the morning. I had my sleeping bag out.
Mm.
And there was just this massive earwig just like right here by my face. Like, it was horrible.
No, it was really horrible.
But I had such a good... I slept there in 2 of the 3 nights. And I had such a good night's sleep, you probably would believe, because, you know, I was away from all the campsite noise.
Yeah.
I was near, my own little private loo bit. I was like, I could get used to this. You know, I could get used to camping in a porter cabin.
See, Witchwood's just gone by, and it was my first Witchwood. And there's, like, the little porter loo that are rubbish ones. And then you've got, like, the kind of posh toilets. Then you have the artist toilets. Yeah. And when I went round to go meet the Proclaimers with Kate and Dan, like there was the artist toilets. Uh-huh. I sort of looked at them from afar and I was like, what kind of port-a-loo magic is
were
this?
Were they flushing loos with like wood panelling and stuff?
And
like pumpy soap?
Yeah. I was like, good lord, that's something special.
It's fancy. But it's a festival you muck in, you know.
Yeah. Well, because it was only at the race course.
Yeah.
So I literally just went home every single night.
That was the thing. I could have easily done that. But I was just like, oh, we'll stick around. It's fine. Yeah, and then some nights we got...
Because I lived on the same side of town as the race course, just a bit down the road.
Oh, okay.
So I used to... Oh, I scooted it over.
Oh, yeah.
I had
scooted.
You laugh,
but you had a micro scooter.
Yeah, I used to ride it everywhere. Like,
that's brilliant.
And stuff. Yeah. I've still got it. Ruby uses it a lot though now, but it's a cool thing to have.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I want a bigger one now, so I can...
Do you remember when Segways were a thing, where you could like move it, not like a radio Segway, but one of those...
I would be so bad at that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I literally put one foot on it and just go...
Yeah, because it's all about balance and stuff, isn't it? I'd be so bad at that. I'd be like going off to the side and probably sort of end up in the road somewhere. Yeah.
They have ones without the handle as well, don't they?
Yeah, they're really... That's really good for, like, core body strength as well.
Yeah. Mm. You've got to, like, be able to, like, push and stomp and stuff. Oh, wow.
Mm.
I want things like that. I need to get a real job and not just sit on a seat and talk.
No. It's overrated.
There it is. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, excuse me. Oh,
it's all right.
I've stopped yawning now. I'm, like, I'm in the zone now.
You've sort of hit the point where... You've gone past all the horrible bit and you're like...
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying it. I'm having a sandwich. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
I did have that bit. It's only just now I started yawning again.
Mm-hmm.
You're setting me off.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't do that.
To be fair, I said the word yawn to you yesterday.
Yeah, that is true.
Started yawning.
That is true.
You're like Pavlov's dog.
Oh. I'm just sort of looking. I'm looking forward. Like I keep looking like through the sort of door to see like where the new studio is going to be.
It's really exciting. Are you going to have a launch party?
I think we are actually. Like because I'm going to be assistant next year.
Mm-hmm.
If Tom doesn't make a launch party, I have the power and the authority to have a launch party.
Not necessarily the budget, but the power to do it.
No, but there's student finance for that. Well, I actually kind of need that one, but...
Go to Iceland.
Yeah, and just get all, like...
All loads of party food.
Little mini profiteroles and the sausage rolls.
Mm-hmm. And vol-au-vents as well.
Yes. Oh, God. The both times I've been here, we've just ended up talking about food.
Yep.
It's good.
That's me, pretty much.
are you going to come back and see the new studio? Can you come and...
I'd like to. It will depend what I'm doing, but I'm sure I can get a... Train up.
Yeah.
I don't really do much else.
You can see that, like, the new desk and things and
I'll probably be around. I'll probably have a look.
Well, you can bus it over. You could scooter it over.
Scoot it over.
No, I can't scooter it over. It's too far.
Oh.
But no, I'll bus it over.
If you're desperate enough, Johnny, you'll scooter it over.
No. I'm not scootering.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the new studio because... These pods are... I imagine it got ridiculously warm at one point in here. And you're just like, oh no. And like, you thought you're about like spraying deodorant, but then you're like, nah, because it'll just stay in the air. And
yep.
Ugh.
not nice, I can imagine.
There were points when like you had to layer up for outside so you could take as much as you could off in here without being completely indecent. It was ridiculous.
That's quite funny, actually.
Wow. I haven't put my shirt back on since yesterday yet.
Oh,
sit back down.
I've not changed since yesterday, which is gross.
You said you were going to put your pyjamas on, but you haven't.
No. Now, the reason for that is, I did have a good reason. It's because I used my pyjama bottoms as a hair turban two mornings ago. no, yesterday morning. No, that's right. Yeah, we've done two mornings and a night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I used it as a hair turban yesterday morning. So, if you get frizzy hair...
Yeah.
You can do it with, like, a t-shirt. I recommend, like, a long-sleeve t-shirt. Or you can do it with, like, pyjama bottoms, like, cotton ones.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, toweling ones. Rather than towel drying your hair, I will demonstrate by discussing it if you're doing it with trousers. Basically, you put the waistband along, like, your hairline.
Okay.
So, the main bulk of your hair is covered by, like, the main bulk of your trousers. And then you tie the legs behind the head, so like all of your hair's in it, and then you tie it again, and you let it just soak it up, and that stops all the frizz.
Really?
So when you towel dry your hair, you're kind of rubbing and moving the follicles, and that's how it goes frizzy.
Oh,
if you just leave it to let it soak out,
because I do the hat towel, the towel hat, and I do the you flip your hair forward, and you put the towel on.
Towel, yeah.
And I call it a towel hat or a hat towel.
Hat, I like that. I might borrow that. But no, if you have like frizzy hair, it's really good for taking out all that frizz.
This is why my hair's in a plait today, because it's a bit, you know.
Try it.
I will.
Or even with like a cheapy cotton, even like a £2 t-shirt from Primark.
Yeah.
Just work it through your hair. That'd be great.
I might have to try that, because my hair's a nightmare some days. Ugh, my hair gets so thick as well, and I'm just like. Can it just not? And then it just sort of goes out here, and it's like, how do I tame it? And it's so annoying. Johnny, how do you handle with your hair?
What do you mean? What do I do?
Yeah, do you just wake up and it's that.
Yeah, either that or I'll like get the. I'll just get the towel and
rub it. Fair enough.
I don't have to do much of it. I need to cut it though. Actually, I do need a haircut.
Should we get someone live in? Can we get the hairdresser in?
Yeah, someone can do that. Out my wonky fringe. That would be lovely.
I don't know what... I want to, like, re-dye my hair, because the bottom... not re-dye it, but just dye it all one colour, because the bottom is different to the top. If I just do that, it's two different colours. I hope you can see that.
Yeah, but it looks like it's graduated colour, so...
Like, that's completely natural, how it's gone from, like, a dark kind of brown at the top.
Why don't
you
do ombre?
See, I don't know.
Too much fuss?
Yeah.
Try the... Bleach London kits. They're cheap.
Yeah.
They're cheap as anything. And they're really good. I recommend like shopping around online for like
things.
Reviews.
Yeah.
Things from people that have used it. Because I use henna on my hair. So I can't use any of the bits and bobs on it.
Oh.
Which is fine. It's the price I pay for wanting my hair a nice red colour. But yeah, because I work in a chemist, basically, I see a lot of this stuff coming.
You know this kind of thing.
Yeah, I know it kind of inside out and most of the way back again.
Because I'm not too sure. I need to like cut it, but then like I saw this thing like ages ago, where it had like cut different colours in the hair. At the top of it was like a nice kind of like a lighter brown than mine, and then like the hair had been dipped blonde and then dipped pink, and like so you had like the brown and you had like a strip of just blonde, and then the rest of it was like flowing pink. And I've always kind of wanted to try that.
Bleach London, they do their little colour pots. They're wash in, wash out dyes, so they wash out in like 2 to 10 dyes.
Okay.
Work some colour on, so they do like pinks and peaches and blues and greens and stuff. If you don't like it, it'll wash out in like 5-6 days.
That's true. I might have to. I might test it out and see what it kind of looks like.
And they're really affordable at my work.
Really?
Because I don't have much money. That's right. It's like £5 for a bottle.
Oh, really?
And a bottle will do like depending on how much you want to do.
Yeah.
But depending, because you've got quite thick hair, haven't you?
Yeah.
So depending on how much you'd want to do, you'd maybe get like 2-3 applications out of it.
Yeah.
If you're sparing with it.
Because I remember like one time I dyed my hair purple when I was younger. Like, not like a very vibrant purple, but it was like a kind of like darky kind of purple.
Was it like a dark colour with like a purpley sheen into it? Yeah.
And I had to get like 2 bottles because my hair was like so thick at the time. I'm just like, ugh. It's just expensive.
Are you enjoying this beauty girly chat?
It's all right. Yeah, I hear Avery and her friends talk about it all the time.
You're used to it then.
Yeah.
I think we should have given Johnny a makeover. I might run home and get my makeup back.
Now, I would say that, but Johnny does have a cold.
Also,
that
is true. I have done this before.
Oh, really?
On, it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
They painted my face in makeup.
Oh, really?
He wasn't very happy about it.
No.
What was the result? Was it a good result or was it quite a shocking one? Or
it was due to a bad result and then it just got worse.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Who was it doing the makeup?
Nicole, wasn't it?
Did
Nicole?
I don't know. She wasn't in my group.
I can't remember.
It was your group.
I think it was her. Nicole.
Aww.
She did it, and I think she dyed Robin. She tanned Robin as well.
Oh, she did.
Really? How did that go? And I put a little, like, the laugh there.
Exactly how you'd expect it to go.
Oh no!
And it was horrendous.
How long was he like that for?
So this would have been a Friday.
I think it was definitely like it over the weekend, yeah. and it lasted a few weeks.
A few weeks.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Oh my god!
He just looked like he'd been on a very good holiday with David Dickinson.
I was about to say something then, and then I thought, hang on a second. I don't think I'm allowed to say that.
What? Was it what I said?
No. It was. Okay. I was thinking of something. I was like, wait a sec. No.
Don't say it then. Don't say it. It's for the best.
It was a delayed reaction. I was going to say it. No.
No. There are rules.
No. There are rules. And I need to keep my remembering thing going on.
I love how a pile of stuff in the corner. If they watched on the webcam, there's like a pile of just stuff in the corner.
Well, that's my bits. However, that is what Jason brought in this morning.
Jason
Griffiths.
Yeah.
He didn't.
He turned up at about 6:15 this morning.
Oh,
just out of the blue.
What a man.
And I imagine Tom will tell you what he said when he arrived, because I can't tell you on air.
Oh, really?
I really can't tell you on air. It was the most incredible and confusing thing I'd ever seen. He just, like, suddenly turned up and was like, I'm really sorry, I forgot. We're like, fine.
Aw, that's lovely.
It was really lovely. But no, if it's worth asking Tom what happened when he actually turned up. It was really funny.
I will.
It was sheer luck that we just happened to be outside at the time when he turned up, really.
What were you doing outside?
Just having a break. That was my outside time.
Oh, really?
I was like, I'm going to have 5 minutes outside because I need
actual
see the
air.
Sun and the air, and it was lovely.
I haven't been outside yet. I was going to, and I didn't in the end.
You'll be happy to know that it is a lovely day again. So
lovely day.
As you can see, it's like through the sort of the frosted glass.
I really do wish I brought my sunglasses.
It is. So when you go out there later, it is going to be like a nice sort of refreshing.
To go home.
Yeah. To go home. And relax. And
no, it's going to be straight on the train, sleeping on the train.
Oh, no.
Picked up from the train station, sleeping in my bed. I know, I'm very excited.
Aww.
Very much looking forward to it.
Oh, my God. I keep, like, glancing over the time at periodic places, and I'm just like...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're very right, yeah.
Have you just seen the time?
Yeah. Goodness
it's
me.
It's just 2 hours and
we've
10.
We've just been... chatting about absolutely nothing in particular this, and it's been lovely. This is what I said earlier when I was like, it feels like we've not really done much because it has just been sitting down with good people and just chatting about nothing in particular.
Yeah.
It's my favourite thing to do.
But isn't that what a podcast is?
Pretty much.
This is just talking and talking and talking just about things.
Yeah, it's very true.
Well, our normal one, anyway, is generally just that, but at an amplified level.
Yeah, we cut out all of the awkward silences and all of the jokes that don't really work. You can't do that in a live environment, unfortunately.
No. So you kind of got to get it right first time.
Or you just admit that you're not great and you go, well, we're soldiering on anyway.
There's a dodgy joke.
Pardon, Rebecca. Actually, we've not really had any slips. It's been fine.
Yeah.
You know, everything was in its rightful place between 9 and 5. We took full advantage of that.
Oh, I can imagine.
Tom and I learnt some things about each other that neither of us expected to do on the radio, so you can listen back to that,
that'll be
a delight.
I'm always happy to learn new things about my beloved.
So, yeah, that was enlightening for
everyone that was here at that point. But yeah, I can't believe it's nearly
over.
No. That's mad.
See, when I used to work for McDonald's, we used to do like 9-10 hour shifts. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where it was 2 hours before the end of the shift. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started counting down in minutes.
Yeah.
And so, like, 2 hours, 120 minutes, 110 minutes, 100 minutes. That's not that long. Yeah. And then it's down to, like, 80 minutes and 60 minutes. Oh, my God, that's just an hour. Then you're, like, 40 minutes, 20 minutes. That's just 10 minutes left. And it's, like, I think you'll get to do that soon.
Yeah. It's like when I was in school, and I looked at the clock, and it's like, oh, it's, like, got an hour left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I've just got to wait for that big hand to go around there, and then I'm off.
And then I'm gone. Yeah, I used to do that. Except when I was at school, we had form time at the start of the day and the end. So if you didn't get to form literally on the dot, like, say form time started at 3:10, mm-hmm. if you weren't in the classroom by 3:10, then you were counted as absent at the end of the day.
Mm.
And so you'd get a phone call home because our form tutor was so horrible. So
that's not good.
No. Is this Mac actually working?
It is. I'm just sorting the Wi-Fi out very briefly.
Good luck.
Oh, no, don't worry. We've been sorting it out all day.
All day?
All day. Literally all day.
Yes, it's been a... I think it's been interesting, this whole thing.
Really?
Like, been an experience.
Yeah, because I know this is definitely actually the longest I've been awake especially for a long time, if not this long before. Because I remember I used to stay up until about 10 a.m. normally, probably like when I was 17, 18, 19. And then ever since then, not really done many all-nighters.
Ooh.
But I did a couple.
To be fair, Johnny, you do have a baby.
Yeah.
Well, that's different though, because like say with Finn, he sleeps all night now, doesn't he? But before, he, you know, when you stayed over, he didn't wake up all night.
Yes, I know that.
But before... He used to go to sleep for about 3 hours, mm-hmm. wake up for 2 hours, and then go back to sleep for 3 or 4 hours.
That's really annoying, that.
But it's because you had sleep in the middle, it kind of helps.
Yeah.
See, when my niece, she is going to be 10 this year, I think. But when... Oh, no, video. No, go, stop, phone, stop. Okay, there we go. When she was first born, her and my older sister moved back home.
Mm-hmm.
And... I was obviously still like in school and stuff, so we had to be extra quiet because she used to sleep very badly.
Mm.
So in the morning they slept in the living room, and my niece would be up all night, and then she'd go to bed just as we were waking up.
Mm.
And so my sister used to be so tired. So you've done well by having sort of the little gap in the night.
Yeah. Well, now he just goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Just at 7 o'clock at night. Put him down. He might moan for about half an hour, but then he wakes up at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, what a lovely boy.
So, yeah, he's asleep for ages.
That's a good 12 hours, that.
Yeah.
He's done well. Oh, babies' lives are so easy.
Mm.
So easy.
He's one now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a bit weird as well. Just like I was saying the other day. Yesterday, today, whatever it was.
In the past.
In the past.
Like, it was a year ago.
This week.
Probably about this week, that we finished the broadcast and did Twitchwood.
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 Yeah. And, it was just, like, really weird thinking that was actually a year ago. That was 12 months ago. And now it just, I don't know. It's just really weird.
After preschool? Is going to preschool, do you reckon? Preschool in
there soon? Not yet, but... No, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I know he might have to go to the nursery, actually, because, depending on what happens with jobs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Because I remember going to preschool when I was, like, 2.5, 3, like, just before nursery. And... I remember one memory of being... We had to sing, like, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, like, the Christmas little thing that we had,
mm-hmm.
To all the parents. And I remember being on the back row and seeing my mum and, like, waving, like, frantically to my mum. And then another day, it was my sister who was leaving the preschool, and they had, like, balloons released,
mm-hmm.
and when Up was released, the film,
it reminded me of that. And I was like, my childhood and my teenage life coming together. Mm. And it was just really cute. I love being a kid. Mm. It was my sister's 7th birthday. And you know that age, there was like a time where all parents just got their kids like a bouncy castle mm-hmm. for their birthday. Mm. My sister, it was in August the 9th, and she had a bouncy castle for her birthday, but it thunderstormed that day. And so Mum said that all the guests couldn't go on it, in case of safety. Mm-hmm. So me and my older sister, we just went, because she said that we could go on it still because we're her kids and she can look after us.
Right.
We still went on it, and everyone was standing indoors like... and we were like, yeah, but we got drenched, and it was just... I regretted it the second I walked inside. That was quite a horrible thing to do, but it was fun.
Absolutely.
YOLO, all that.
Words.
How's your sandwich, by the way? What did you have?
I had the same as Johnny. Well, originally I'd asked for a bacon, lettuce and tomato sandwich.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any of those. Oh. So got the next best thing, chicken, bacon and lettuce.
Done well.
Still got the B and the L.
Yeah.
Just swap the T for a C. Yeah. Oh. Also, double meat.
Oh.
As opposed to double vegetable, so that's fine.
It's fine.
Hey, Tom Clark.
All right.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm about to stand up to stop myself from falling asleep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come here.
I feel like I've started getting there again.
I'm proper there now again. Back to what I was at whatever time it was.
Oh, tired.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all right.
Like, to be fair, no, I'm not, because I put my head down on the desk,
mm-hmm.
and I swear it was about 0.3 of a second, and I was like... gone.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm not allowing myself to sleep, even though I could totally do it now. There's no reason why I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've stood up, I'm all right. I'm kind of okay standing up.
So it's Tom's smell.
Well, she feeds on me.
It's Tom's smell.
But yeah. You are 2 hours.
I know. Mm. We've just had a lovely hour. We've had some sandwiches.
Oh.
We've just been chatting about nothing in particular with your girlfriend.
Oh, good.
It's been lovely.
What I'm going to do with my hair, like how I'm dying.
It's been a lot of fun.
Well, you're dying it.
I might. So you can listen back and then you can find out what I want to do.
Oh, God, you've got 3 minutes to go upload that, haven't
I? God, are you fool.
Oh, dear. Oh.
So yeah, I was just saying that they've only got like 2 hours left.
Yeah, I know.
And that's not
exactly
a long time.
What I just said.
Yeah, that's not funny. No,
it's stupid, not. Isn't it?
It's an easy amount of time.
Yeah, we were saying like at the beginning, it's like 30 hours. That's nothing. Get about two thirds of the way through, it's like this is
it's
hell.
Weird,
this is awful.
Because we got to the it was I think it was around hour 12 last night. I think it was
so that would have been about
12, 13, 14, and we were like,
yeah.
Good Lord, this is easy. This is going really quickly. And then
we stop now?
No.
Yeah. And you were like, everyone was so complacent and going, oh, God, this is really easy. But then it got to like 5 a.m. and we were all
dead.
Like, half
it's the danger hours, you know.
Half the team was at home. Our slot was just knackered.
Simultaneously just falling asleep. But now it's like, 30 hours.
Easy.
That's fine.
You need to tell me what Jason, what the conversation with Jason's the time.
Oh, I will. Do that over the football later.
Okay. Oh, Champions League today.
That's exciting. Football.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's hour 29 next, isn't it?
Hour 29, yes. Johnny.
Yay.
Oh, good Lord.
Just really annoying is that, yeah, I know it's 2 hours, it's not that long, but I just kind of, just a bit too long.
Yeah.
I'm ready to...
getting twitchy.
I'm ready to just congratulate you both now.
Aw, thanks.
I've already said that I'm really proud of them so far.
The thing is, be careful because I might cry.
don't cry.
I'm a very emotional person, Rebecca.
Well, the tired doesn't help.
No, the tired really doesn't help. I'm sure you can come in. Oh, you should come in and play a game of heads up with us. We'll do more heads up.
Heads up.
It's like charades, but you hold it up here and we have to tell you what it is.
So we have to find Kate again with her iPad.
It's good. She'll come back in a bit and then we'll do that. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
I need to make gross noises now.
Oh, dear. Right. Can we have some music on as a bed to just cover up the fact that you're blowing your snotty nose?
Just have my horrible laugh. Just mask.
But the thing is, I feel it's very necessary to speak a lot louder when Johnny's doing this, because it not only drowns it out for the listener, it also drowns it out for me, because I don't particularly want to listen to that because I might be sick, which is not particularly good.
I've never felt bothered by it. Like if someone else is like blowing their nose, I'm just like, I know at one point I'm gonna have to blow my nose, so.
I know, even it's just, does it, Grace?
I hate it when people, I'm not gonna do it because I hate it. Yeah. And